Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgian authorities search for clues to how Tuesday's deadly terrorist attacks happened amid heightened security after Brussels-based militants attacked Paris in November. Belgian federal prosecutors say six people have been detained for possible links to this week's attacks.
À ce stade, aucun élément tangible.
Meantime, the French Interior Minister, Bernard Cachenieuve, says a French national was arrested Thursday and found to be in advanced stages of planning a terror attack in France. Iraqi forces have met with stiff resistance in the first step of their offensive to retake from the Islamic State the stronghold of Mosul. VOA Sharon Bain reporting from the front line on how the assault began.
The Iraqi offensive started at dawn. Coalition airstrikes pounded one of the villages. But Peshmerga General Najat Ali said Islamic State were fighting back hard.
They advanced, but when they reached those villages, ISIS attacked them by the suicide bomber, by the mortar, by the machine guns, by those weapons.
They know that for Iraq, the fight for these villages is pivotal. And all of these soldiers know the final battle for Mosul will be a long one. Sharon Bain, VOA News, the Mahmoud Frontline.
A Republic of Congo army official is calling for the campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing the President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election with 60% of Sunday's vote. There was no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News.